Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm going to have cute little boobs till I'm 90. So there's that.
Never argue with you on that, Todd. Craig's got a boob study. What, guys that eat a lot like big boobs at the store or not?
Guys that are hungry like big boobs.
Now, the point of the study was actually to try to see how resource insecurity or a lack of food affected males' attraction to women.
Oh, so maybe the starving guy likes the big boob.
They were actually trying to see how changes in one's environment and financial status could influence their opinions about potential mates. That was the point of the study.
Oh, so it was actually a reason
now then,
for it, not just
to do the study kind of over a six-week period. A few hundred male students at the University of Westminster in London were stopped as they entered and exited the dining hall during the dinner hours. They were asked to participate in a research study focusing on their health and eating habits, but the study really focused on how their varying levels of hunger affected their breast size preferences. It turns out the hungrier male participants were more likely to prefer the larger breast sizes.
Okay. Well, they saw them as food. Mm-hmm. Right.
Not quite.
Okay.
The guys that had eaten or were less hungry were more likely to choose the medium to slightly smaller boobs.
I like them all.
So they showed them five.
Right.
One, two, three, four, and five. Five is the largest. One's the smallest.
All right.
And so the hungry guys chose four and five. The less hungry guys chose two and three. No one chose one, apparently.
Well, how flat are you with one?
Just a nipple.
I can't answer
out.
That.
You're sticking out a little bit.
Like 1997 Gwen Stefani small?
I like that still. Even I like that.
That's pretty small, though.
Yeah, it is. But she's nice.
Did I send this one to you, Puss?
I don't think you did.
I may have. I'm not sure. But there is a chart that goes along with this.
Probably should post it up.
You got to send it to me first.
The guys had eaten were going for the smaller or medium-sized breasts.
What's the reasoning? What are their reasoning for that? I said because they're hungry and they have bigger boobs. Is that the reason or not?
No.
Well, good,
they say that a woman's breast size is linked to how much fat storage she has in her body. Though one's cup size can be genetically determined, it can also be affected by diet and how much she eats. If hungry men are viewed as being without resources, if only for a period of time they don't have food, women with big breasts can be viewed as having ample access to said resources or food. From a survival standpoint,
it makes sense that
a male would be more likely.
It
would be more likely to gravitate towards a woman who seems better fed and thus more healthy.
Yeah.
Dance, you fat bitch.
I don't know why I played that.
Yes, you do.
You're all laughing, too. You're going to hell with me.
In the same study, the researchers examined breast size preferences among men of varying financial backgrounds, and they questioned men in a state in Malaysia on the island of Borneo and found that those who were the most poor and isolated preferred larger busts on women. Previous research conducted also led to similar findings. Where a man lives and what resources he has available to him on any given day determines what cup size he gravitates toward more than anything.
Do hungry girls like bigger penises?
That was not part of the research.
We'll do that study ourselves.
That's a whole different study. Now we just have to find a big one.
Let's go to the food court. Put the phone down, Luke.
Let's go to the food court and ask girls. We could, pre-COVID, we could do that.
Well, we also have to have...
A big one?
Well, there has to be starving girls, too. Girls that aren't eating.
That's right.
So we can't necessarily go to the food court because they'll all be full.
Yeah.
It's got to suck for those students when that study's over.
It does sound like it.
Like, we can't look at boobs before we eat now. We just have to eat.
That's true, Nick.
No, Tyler was right. It's a source of food.
That's it. Yeah.
But Nick's right, too. If you've been through that study on the way to the dining hall, the bar has been raised.
Right. I don't get to see boobs every time I go to D. Yeah.
Right. Now
it's a Pavlov's dog situation.
It's just food.
Where are the boobs at?
Now I'm not even hungry.
Right. It's like when Todd and I, we talked about this earlier, we talked about strip clubs because, Trump, there's a strip club called Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Yeah. So we were at a strip club. We told this story before. We're in Atlanta for in a radio convention. And Todd and I and our boss, we went to one of the hot strip clubs. They were all gorgeous women. We sat there 8-10 hours. I'm not joking. We had lunch and dinner at the strip club.
We were literally there all day.
And there was a shift change with about 30 new strippers came in at about 5, and they were just as gorgeous as the earlier girls. I'm not even exaggerating. So we leave the strip club eventually, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and of course we need more beers, so we stop at the hotel bar before we go up to our rooms. And the girls are waiting on us, and they were good looking, but it was weird because they were not topless. And it felt like, why is your top on?
Yeah, why do you have clothes on?
So it's a situation like a little bit different than that people entering the dining hall. It was like, this is probably why strip clubs are not good. Because if you spend 10 hours in one, everybody should have their boobs hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, wait, why are you waiting on me here? And why is your top off?
As far as we knew,
that's a long time to be in a strip club.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Most guys, I'm guessing, don't stay at the strip club for 10 hours.
No, they don't.
Nope, but the company was buying,
right.
So we did.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and we got out of there and said,
Why do people have their top on?
I thought all girls in Atlanta had their clothes off all the time.
Atlanta's great.
Yeah.
Sometime about hour 7, did you just go, why am I hungry again? Oh, it's another meal time.
It was another meal time.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's time to eat again.
That was it. Why are we hungry?
Why am I hungry? Yeah. Oh, we've been here 7 hours.
Oh, that was crazy.
Okay. Right.
We must have just been drinking beer then.
It was totally just beer. I think it was.
Yeah, you got to pace yourself if you're going to sit at the strip club for 9 hours.
Well, we were younger men, too.
That's a lot of dollar bills.
Yeah, I don't know if we spent a lot because they didn't bug you there. This was a high-end club. And if you didn't go up to them, you didn't have to spend a bunch.
Okay.
And it was on the expense account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we did a lot of lap dances.
No, I don't think we did.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We left off at number 11, Tramadol.
Danny loves Tramadol.
On the list of the 25 most commonly used recreational drugs in America. At number 10, we're in the top 10 now, LSD.
LSD. Yeah. You tried that, Nick?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We're getting into stuff I've tried now.
I never did LSD.
Well, you tried the Ativan. But that was in there, but not recreationally.
Not recreationally, really.
You're still popping it.
The idea of hallucinogen scares me. It really does.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
You got to let that go. I'm surprised I never tried it, but I was never around it.
I don't think I would want to do LSD again.
No.
It's like it could become like a mental fight.
Right.
But mushrooms.
I don't really want to.
Mushrooms are really a thing in Denver now.
Yeah.
A lot of my Denver friends.
Oh, they're actually trying to make them not illegal, right?
Well, they're decriminalized in the city.
In the city.
Not even, they're not legal, but they're decriminalized.
Are there any stats on how many times you do the hallucinogen and it's a bad trip?
Yeah, that's the
thing. What's the bad trip to good trip ratio?
Are you rolling a dice either way?
Yeah.
And I don't want a bad trip.
No.
Never had one.
Okay, I know, but people have.
Yeah.
A lot of people have had bad trips.
I get close a couple times.
Okay, there you go.
I freaked out once. And it wasn't, but it wasn't really a bad trip. Upon reflection.
See, I still don't want the freak out.
Kind of freaking out.
Yeah, see, I never experienced that.
I had a couple of times where I'd look at a buddy and be like, dude, we all right? And he'd be like, yeah, we're all right. Okay, yeah. Cool.
You're asking a buddy who's also messed up.
Oh, yeah. Sure. His pupils are giant. Right. Okay.
But somewhere in the middle of freaking out, I thought, well, this is going to be fun. I'll just ride it out. And then it was fine after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if I'm going to do something like that, I want to guarantee that I'm going to feel better than I was before.
Yeah, guarantee it, right?
You got to have a decent environment.
Yeah.
With people that you trust. And if you're just doing it with some asshat that wants to mess with you, it's not going to be cool, man.
Yeah, we would always.
Yeah, but you can still have a bad trip and be with people you like.
We would be camping or
if you say so.
Out in the desert when we did it. And that's when I liked it the most.
Yeah.
Because it really does heighten your senses.
Don't do drugs, kids. What else is next?
The worst was when you would find somebody that knew you were tripping and they weren't tripping. They'd be like waving their arms around, and be like, "Whoa!" Like you're a jackass.
Like the balloon guy that caught a lot. Yeah.
That's the guy you want to punch. By the way, there's a video we need to put up. It is out of Russia. Out of Russia. There's a naked man who is probably on something. He's walking around on a street, a four-lane street, two going each way.
Oh, I saw this one.
Video,
yeah.
Yeah, two going each way. And the guy happens to be, the naked guy happens to be walking in right in the middle of the lane going the other way.
Right.
And so he doesn't move for cars. He makes the cars move for him.
Right.
And there's one car that he just kind of faces down and it moves out of the lane and goes around him. And then he gets in another guy's way. And this guy decides that he can't get around this guy. He cannot get around this naked man.
You can't.
So he gets out of the car. They have a very short conversation. You're going to move? No, I'm going to stand here. You're going to have to move. No, you're going to move. And the big guy that gets out of the car slugs the naked Russian one time, takes him down.
Down.
He just crumbles.
Down goes Frazier. He just crumbles to the ground, dangerously so.
Yeah,
he could have killed him. It's a great punch.
Yeah, fantastic punch.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen him just, okay, now I got to drag this guy out of the way. So
I just retweeted it.
Yeah.
That guy was asking for it.
Love that. So LSD at number 10. Don't walk around in the street naked, people, and get punched. LSD at number 10 on the most commonly used drugs. Molly, ecstasy at number 9.
Yep. Some of us have done that. I never have.
Greg's in Molly.
Yeah, you end up kissing guys in the back of a van.
Yeah, kiss guys in vans.
If you, I never did, but if y'all do.
No, that's what you said you did.
No, I didn't.
What you said.
I did not say that.
You kissed a guy in a van, Nick, when you did Molly?
Don't think so.
Okay.
I know for sure I didn't.
In the throes of Molly, that you just love everybody and everything. That's what I've heard.
And you kiss dudes in vans, even when you're not gay.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I loved a lot of music that I wouldn't listen to today, too. Really loudly. I was dancing and...
But Nick does have a family history of kissing dudes, so
true.
You never know;
it's in the blood,
and more than that too. Having sex with them,
yep.
Family history. That's not a family history.
Thing. That's not a hereditary
Doctors
thing.
Don't ask you. Your family history of boning dudes? Yes. Okay, be careful.
Well, that's, mom.
That's a little.
Yeah.
That's on a little, the mother's side, yeah.
Long line of people boning dudes.
little checkbox on the paperwork you got to fill out at the doctor's office.
At number 8 on the list of the most commonly used recreational drugs, it is Xanax.
All right. I haven't tried that.
I haven't done that.
My wife has some, though. She takes a pill when we fly. She takes one pill. But she doesn't drink with it because she's afraid of that.
That's a benzo.
And that's the reason
it?
I'm not taking it, because I want to drink it. But I've heard you can take a Xanax and a glass of wine. You're fine, right?
Yeah,
well,
you're not supposed to.
Yeah, doctors don't say that.
Right.
Damn it.
It is described here as a tranquilizer.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why she takes it, because she's afraid of flying. Not afraid of it, but she gets nervous, so she takes one.
She needs calm down.
Yeah. It takes the edge off.
And she always says, you want one? I said, yes, I do, but I'm not allowed to drink on it, so I just drink.
I prefer to drink.
Right.
Oxy at number 7.
Is oxycodone and oxycontin the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it says here oxycodone and then in parentheses oxycontin.
And that makes you go deaf, ask Rush Limbaugh, right?
When he's
getting his maid. Yeah.
But I had they gave me oxycodone after surgery, and apparently I should have crushed it and sniffed it. because I didn't find that it did that much.
Apparently, they didn't tell you to do
that's what you got to do with drugs that aren't strong enough. You just swallow them.
That's one that even from what you read about, I don't even want to take it if it's prescribed.
No, that's
no,
because it's so just addictive.
It's been killing. It's killing teenagers.
Yeah, that's the
they go to heroin eventually.
Hillbilly heroin.
It's not easy to get off of. Even if you just do it for a very short period
with cancer,
of time.
You were in. Yeah, that's why you were sweating out.
Even when you don't realize you're going through withdrawal.
Well, it's not sweating out. It's just not wanting to move.
But you kicked it, and you didn't realize why you felt like crap.
That was 2 times ago.
Yeah, I know.
The last time it happened again, just made it through. But you just don't want to move.
Right.
But yeah, it's like it's almost like instantly addictive from what you're reading.
It feels like it.
With Craig, it was.
So I said, I don't even want a doctor to prescribe that stuff to me.
Craig took it for cancer. That's
right. It was not for fun.
No, it wasn't.
And he kicked cancer's ass.
Big time.
And I think if you use it recreationally, it's actually pretty expensive. That's why people go to heroin.
Right.
Heroin is cheaper
and easier to procure.
Maybe not.
Well, but you don't. You don't have to.
I will. From what I've read, and actually from what I have heard,
it's killing people, man.
The heroin, the major drugs, the heroin and the meth, the prices are going up. At least, by 50%
Demand higher or lower?
Well, you can't. It's tougher to get.
Got it.
Because it's tougher to make.
Right.
And which CNBC channel are you watching? You're getting some odd stats. Right,
stop that.
Nerd.
We got this. I don't know if you should say my name. I won't. But you're talking about doing those drugs. What about selling? When I was in high school, I had some teeth cut. So they prescribed me Oxy. I turned around and sold them to make money to pay my dentist back.
Wow.
$35 for a pop. He had 20 of them.
So wow.
Damn.
$700. I went right to the dentist.
Our healthcare system is broken.
Yes, it is.
Very much.
Yes, it is.
Very much.
Yes, it is.
You have to sell your prescription to pay for the procedure.
Exactly. That's not good. It is not good.
And then I'm looking at a pile of cocaine here for number 6 on the most commonly used recreational drugs in America.
Me,
there's a picture there.
If you were our age, you would have indulged.
Okay, closely examine that picture, Craig.
No.
Because it doesn't look...
looking too good?
Yeah.
What? Like splotches of gray on there, and that's either really good cocaine or really bad cocaine.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm
whatever.
Not used
you're
to
looking
seeing
too close to the picture.
Yeah, I was.
I'm sure
might
it's
be
fine.
Just a
yeah.
Craig,
the picture.
Get your nose off the screen, Craig.
No. Cocaine was where now? What number?
Number 6.
Okay.
And we'll do the
top 5.
I think
that would be higher. I think that'd be higher.
Yeah, this says that 2%, over 2% of us use that, regularly.
Use it or tried it.
Use
it. Oh, just a use.
Recreational use prevalence
at
2%, just over 2%. And then we will get into the top 5 that most. And
I'm surprised Coke wasn't in the top 5, man.
Well, just because of a couple of the other things that you go,
it might make it to number 5 next week. We'll keep doing the drug countdown on a regular basis.
It's like the college football rankings.
Right, exactly. You're
coming in this week at number 4.
Yeah.
Colbert and James Corden are going to go back to the studio next week.
Oh, I can get a hold of Mercurio and see what's happening then.
No audience, but still.
I'm going to say the staff might be going back to the office. I'll have to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to be doing that for a reason. They must be making a little more of a production out of it so it doesn't look like another Zoom meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and New York is doing a pretty decent job right now. They're not a hot spot. We are.
How's Corden going to do carpool karaoke with social distancing?
God, good. End that crap.
Yeah. 2 different cars.
Silver lining for this whole thing.
There's one silver
They'll
lining.
They'll drive right in separate cars.
Did Ellen's show get canceled?
No.
I
saw Corden's name pop up as a potential replacement for him. She still has a show.
If she quits, it'll be open. Yeah,
she's not going to quit.
She ain't going to quit.
Well, if she quits, she'll just quit hosting the show and still own it and still make a whole pile of cash off of it.
Right.
Somebody else will just host.
Right.
Actress Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. What about her?
Testing positive for the coronavirus.
Man, that sucks.
Antibodies. Not for the coronavirus, for the antibodies.
I mean, she had it?
Yeah.
She keeps testing negative.
Yeah, but you can test negative after you've already beaten it.
But she's testing positive for antibodies.
Does that mean, once again, if the antibodies, that means you had it in the past, didn't know you had it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, once again, tests are better at, or tests will give you false positives more than false negatives. I mean, false negatives more than false positives.
Right.
I'm sorry.
She's her and Tony Danza. They're going to do a Who's the Boss reboot.
Finally.
All right.
Alyssa Milano, I knew you were going to be hot when you were nine.
That's going to be the new theme song for the new show, too. Yeah.
Is Charles in Charge coming back?
I don't think so. Because, what's his face, a douchebag.
Bayo's got up there.
Scott Bayo's a douchebag.
Clemson is on top of the new preseason coaches poll that may end up meaning nothing.
Probably. They're just kidding themselves when it comes to college football, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Just put UTEP at the top or something. Who cares?
Why not?
Yeah, and then it goes Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, LSU.
How about the top 10? Got them?
Okay, that was the top 5.
All right.
And then it goes Oklahoma, Penn State, Florida, Oregon, and Notre Dame.
Figures we got a good team. I know we had a good team.
You were just waiting to see
team, at least.
Penn State pop up.
That was it. I knew they were going to be in the top 10, but I didn't know where.
Where's Nebraska?
They're not.
I don't see them in the top 75. Okay, 25.
Wait till we get Probably
fair. Wait till we get these guys in there.
Yeah.
25, I guess. Iowa at 23, Iowa State at 25. Oh, there's Nebraska and others receiving votes. 26, 27, 28. 9, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. Number 46.
Hey, hey. I don't know, man.
Top 50.
You are top 50.
Devils in there?
Right.
Who?
Arizona State.
Yeah, they are. They are at number 25, 26, 27, 28.
28? Oh. Hey.
Top 30.
They play the win the game now, Todd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Herm warning. That T-shirt never caught on, the Herm warning, did it?
No.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Kansas State at 48,
I
think.
Didn't make any sense, and then rightly so. I'm not a Husker fan. That's damn obvious, but frost warning actually makes sense since Scott was a coach. He's the coach.
But has anybody ever been scared of frost? Oh, no. Here comes the frost.
Okay, I'm letting you say that, but you're totally right. It's not.
Put a blanket over the plants. It's getting cold tonight.
Oh, no, that's not even a freeze.
That's a good point. Nobody's really. That's probably why they didn't get
Mr. Freeze is a bad guy or something.
Yeah, but Frost is just Frost.
Frost is, it's a.
We better find the scraper.
I got to cover up the mums.
I might need a light jacket in the morning.
That's
the havoc that a frost wreaks.
I forgot what time it was, Craig. Yeah. Sorry, man.
He's just like, that's it.
No. Hit the button, man.
I popped the tramadol. I forgot. I'll be back. Come on, I'll be back. I'll be back. You guys coming back?
Bye.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.